After the Westboro Church protest fizzled, the anarchists took over. A group of several dozen people, led by black-clad people with bandanas hiding their faces, left the official viewing area for a march through downtown. They faced row upon row of riot police adorned with plastic face shields, batons, and body armor. The police didn't respond to their taunts. They stood there stoically, and the ones on bicycles moved quickly to get ahead of the mass of people, lining up their bicycles wheel to wheel to form a mobile barricade. The protesters moved through the heart of downtown and eventually ended up under an expressway overpass, drinking in the welcome shade. They were picked up there by buses and brought to Ybor City for the next scheduled parade, this one called the March Against Voter Suppression.
We are standing up against the attempts to suppress black folks' votes all around the country.
Rashard Robinson of Color of Change, a voter advocacy group, worked up the crowd.
Because every single day we hear the voices of our members. We hear the voices of mothers who want a voice in this democracy as they hear how the criminal justice system or economic justice system is treating their young people. When their voices are heard just as loudly as politicians and corporations, that's when our democracy begins to work for everyone.
Shift it off. They bail out all the banks, raise the stakes for corporate cronies. We have to choose between bankruptcy and our heart exploding. It thickens up in this piece. We see the plot unfolding, cooped up in a pseudo-free market just as it starts imploding.
Yo. And then the protest began as police closed down 7th Avenue, Ybor City's main drag. After the parade, April Bullock of Tampa wiped the sweat from her brow and gave her reason for marching.
I definitely do not support the Republican Party. All the little racial remarks, the voter suppression, the constant changing of the laws in Florida to make voting more difficult, it goes back to Jim Crow laws.
She says protests like this send a powerful message.
Powerful in letting people know that even though the RNC is being held here in Tampa, even though it's being held here in Florida, a very red state, there are just as many people here who do not uphold, believe, or support the Republican agenda.
All the talk here about the need for well-paying jobs isn't an abstract concept for Bullock. She's got a master's in social work and says in the 4 years she's lived in Florida, she's struggled to find decent work.
I've gotten jobs that pay $9.50 for a master's degree. So my degree has been pimped and used out here.
And with that, Bullock disappeared into the sea of placards and marchers. I'm Steve Newborn in downtown Tampa.